Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We showing the United States of America and the Republicans in Tennessee that the movement is still alive. Yeah.
Tennessee State Representative Justin Pearson, the second of two black Democrats expelled from the GOP-led House, was sworn in Thursday after Shelby County commissioners unanimously voted to reinstate him. Republicans voted to remove Pearson and Representative Justin Jones last week for taking part in a gun violence protest on the House floor following a shooting at a Nashville school. Attorney General Merrick Garland says a Massachusetts Air National Guard member has been arrested in connection with the leak of highly classified military documents.
I want to thank the FBI, Justice Department prosecutors, and our colleagues at the Department of Defense for their diligent work on this case.
The Biden administration has been working to contain the fallout from the leaked information, which included an assessment of Ukraine's military readiness. The Florida legislature has voted to ban abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill now heads to the desk of Governor Ron DeSantis, who has signaled that he will sign it. A federal appeals court has ruled that the abortion medication mifepristone can remain on the market for now, but with new limitations. Leaders in states where abortion remains legal say they are stockpiling the pills in case they become restricted, including Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey.
Abortion, medication abortion, will remain safe, legal, and accessible here in the Commonwealth.
The appeals court ruled the medication can be used up to 7 weeks into a pregnancy, not 10, and it can no longer be sent in the mail. The Justice Department says it will ask the Supreme Court for an emergency order to stop the ruling from taking effect. California Senator Dianne Feinstein has asked to be temporarily replaced on the Senate Judiciary Committee after two fellow Democrats called on her to resign because of her extended health absence. Lawmakers are concerned Feinstein, a supporter of abortion rights, is holding up the votes to confirm judges who will uphold reproductive rights.
I very much regret that abortion has become such a political issue.
The 89-year-old Feinstein has already announced she will not seek re-election in 2024. Republicans have introduced legislation that would prevent any state or local prosecutor from using federal funds to investigate a president and force Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office to return all federal funding it has received since Bragg took office. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan tells Fox News that Bragg created a political operation to indict former President Donald Trump.
He used federal money to do that with no underlying crime here. He couldn't even state that at the press conference.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a law requiring background checks for all gun purchases, as well as the safe storage of weapons when a child is likely to be present. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.